Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus fight, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics and construction workers and bulk mail centers and the taxi and bus and Uber and Lyft drivers, along with the rednecks out there, the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Hour number two, and let's say the pledge. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, guess who's coming to Sanford, Florida on Friday, Kyle?
That would be President Trump, I think.
He most certainly is. He's going to be at the Make America Great Again event in Sanford, Florida, which is going to be held at the Orlando Sanford International Airport, which is in Sanford. The doors will open at 4 p.m. on Friday, October the 2nd. The event starts at 7 p.m. Tell you right now, you can get your tickets online by going to the president's website, DonaldJTrump.com. It's the Trump-Pence Make America Again rally over in Sanford, Florida on Friday, October the 2nd at 7 p.m. They'll let you in at 4 p.m. So there you go. And that's going to be a great time. Now, I teased the fact that I've got three emails here from listeners, right?
Oh, that's right.
And each one of them mentions you and me. So let me get to the first one. Okay, this one is from B in Atlanta. And B spells their name B-double-E. Now it's up to the Christian Republican conservatives, Christian independents, and Christian liberals to come together to thwart this battle between good and evil. You've explained it perfectly, you and Kyle, with the need for pray and to pray harder about it. We also need to become informed, better informed by checking out the Transition Integrity Project, or Rosa Brooks, to see the next step on the evil side to destroy what should be an adult and constitutionally mandated transition for either one of the sides. God blessed America. America forgot to thank him. And remember, though, where there's evil, there will be judgment. Thank you for you and Kyle and what you do. B in Atlanta.
Wow. Thank you so much, B. Absolutely.
Now, yeah. I got a second one. Gary C. in Missoula, Montana. Captain and Kyle, you really do great with what you talk about on the show. I hope that millions of people are getting to hear you. However, the media should listen to you more often so they could get it right the first time and not have to worry about a second time. The press in Montana should love what you guys do. I listen to you in Missoula, Montana, and his name is Gary C. in Missoula, Montana.
Wow, Gary C., thank you so much. Way up there in Missoula, Montana. That's great.
That's cold country.
Yep.
All right, now we've got Bill S. in San Antonio, Texas. He says, regarding everything that you and Kyle are talking about, I totally agree with you, and I think you guys are onto something. From the time Trump came down the escalator to announce his presidential campaign, I believe that America has entered into a new paradigm of such sweeping nature that most people, especially the media, missed all the clues. The dimwit, that's the way he spells it, the dimwit party, meaning Democrats, and media continue to think that they can wrest control of America back and return to their old business as usual corruption and the way things are. The election to Trump was the biggest F.U. to the cabal, and now the cabal is desperate to get back to their vision of normal. But we'll never go back to that vision of normal again, ever. People today talk about the new normal, and in regards to COVID-19, BS to say the least, the new normal is now Trump, America first, and an impending civil chaos until the fight is over. Amazing historical things are about to happen, believe me. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Kyle, for all you do. Wow.
That is really something, and he's exactly right. This is a new paradigm, and Trump turned everything on its ear, and for the better. And he actually showed you could have real results for America. Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, you know who I am. I tell you this constantly, that I'm so proud of you for what you do. And you two are so brave, because I know what's going on in this country. You talk about it every night.
Yep.
And it's so refreshing to hear reality. You know, we know what's going on.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks.
At this show.
All right, thanks very much. And that's Kyle. Okay, and let's try this. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris of Tampa again. I want to let you know that I heard at Christ the King Church from a parishioner that it's going to be a support Trump sort of rally at Columbus Drive in Dale Mayberry on Sunday around noontime before the game.
All right, you got to run. Here comes the break. And caller, you can hang on or you can call me back, the other caller that's in there. And Kyle, we'll be right back, folks, with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. And Kyle gets to sing the jingle to Autoglass America. don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back. And, yeah, we're on a roll, and we're going to keep it going.
Hello, I'm Autoglass, host of the Upper Network, and you're...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroon from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Alaroon.
Yes, you are. And Wayne Alaroon, my buddy, is going to be sponsoring and producing and promoting the biggest pro-America, pro-police protest and rolling parade in America up and down the Las Vegas Strip on Wednesday, September 30th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, they're going to stage at 12 noon at the Ahern Hotel, which is located at 300 West Sierra Avenue, just west of Las Vegas Boulevard. Everybody is invited to participate, cars, trucks, whatever, motorcycles. But get there early because they're going to have thousands of cars, and the parade starts at 3 p.m. sharp. They're going, wait to hear this one. They're going to lead the parade up and down the Las Vegas Strip, go all the way down one side, turn around, come all the way back to the other side, and then they're going to stop at Governor Sisolak's Grant Sawyer's building at Washington Avenue in downtown Vegas and just sit there and blow their horns for a while. And that's the way it's going to be. Now, okay, let's go with who's the sponsoring us in this segment. It's Auto Glass America. And I'll tell you what, in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at that time of service. All you got to do, is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, that's 813-96-GLASS, and tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go, right on cue. Okay, well, we're going to get to going here, but let's first go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, let's get down to business here. And let me say something. Congratulations to those beautiful letters. But I want the Lord wants everyone to know nobody on the face of this earth, not even the Donald Trump kids, have done more for Donald Trump in the Lord Jesus Christ than I have from the time I called the guy 40 times before he stepped on the escalator. Now, this is about the American people because I can't leave it to anybody else to do the job. So I have to do it myself through the whole power of the Holy Ghost. Let me say something here. I want a quick confirmation. I know I don't trust you Republican senators. You got the vote. Let me tell you Republican senators and you Republican House members, okay? You know, the floodgates would open. And by the way, remember we called her Crooked Hillary? It's Crooked Joe. Crooked Joe should be in jail. Crooked Joe should be in jail. Lock him up. Lock him up. I've been to 8 Trump rallies, if you count the one with Laura Trump over here on Dale Mabry. Okay? Lock him up. The guy is as crooked as anything I've ever seen in my life. And the Federal Bureau of Idiots and the Department of Injustice and Barr, I hold you responsible because these clowns work for you. I could walk in there today and bring charges against these clowns in 5 freaking minutes. Let me tell Diamond and Silk your book. We got 42 African Americans. I grew up with blacks in the Bronx. Okay? Your book is Uprising, why all 42 million of black Americans should vote for Donald Trump, like we are. Okay? That's the other name of the book. I want a quick confirmation, okay? And I know what the left is going to do. I don't want to see her drug through the red. And you're not recusing yourself like Jeff Sessions did for anything. You're standing up there, and you're holding up to the Constitution. And every American should be voting for Donald Trump, for jobs, for your family, for your military, for your cops, and for law and order so your city don't burn down. And that's Republican House, okay. Republican Senator, and Republican President. Let's get to work to save the country, please.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa, and Todd is on a roll tonight. He must have had his coffee, right, Kyle?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, the thing of it is, you can't disagree with what Todd is saying because in principle, everything is exactly correct. And again, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn said that the Dems' petty attempts to demonize Judge Amy Coney Barrett show what they think about conservative women and in particular, conservative Catholic women.
Yeah, this is really big time stuff. I mean, obviously, Judge Barrett is eminently qualified to sit on the Supreme Court, but of course she doesn't fit into the mold of the liberal point of view, and so therefore it's just open season. And that I think is a real disgrace, Captain, especially when somebody like Dianne Feinstein says in her hearing back in 2017, the dogma lives loudly within you, and that concerns me, is basically what she said. But here's the thing, Captain, Dianne Feinstein obviously adheres to her own dogma about things, but she's trying to make it sound like because Amy Coney Barrett has seriously held religious beliefs, the feds of concern. But Dianne Feinstein and other liberals, they cling tightly to their dogma. Let's not be have no illusions about that.
Let me just throw something in there for a little humor. You know, President Trump called for Biden to take a drug test and said he was going to take one too ahead of the first debate, and basically they just laughed him off and they had some comment about urine, whatever it was. I can't say it on the air, but Biden is getting something to keep him propped up, literally.
Well,
you know he is.
Well, because the way that he has been behaving is that's of concern. There's no doubt about that. In fact, Captain, I think it was Jake Tapper who was interviewing Joe Biden, and he asked about the gaffes and tried to sort of broach that subject and
yeah.
Shut him down. And he complied.
We're not going
to
go there. We're not going to go there. I'm not going to talk. We're not going to go there. That's what she said.
Yeah, I mean, because that is the elephant in the room of where Joe Biden is concerned, and everybody's going to be watching to see how does he behave in this. Is he gonna get mad like he did at those voters? Is he going to have other
okay.
kinds of issues?
Well, there's a couple of things that have come up now pertaining to the Durham investigation. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is now urging Attorney General Barr to release the Durham findings, even if the report is delayed until after the election. And on top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says that Andrew McCabe will be testifying in person October the 6th in front of his committee. And he warned that something more damning is coming. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, and that sounds pretty ominous. And what they're doing, of course, Captain, this is a lot of people would like for this to go a lot faster, but they are being very meticulous.
They have to.
Yeah, and that tells me that this is some very serious stuff.
The reason they have to be meticulous is because in this day of being sued and countersued and all that sort of stuff, that's not what they want to have. They got to have the I's dotted, the T's crossed, and it's got to be absolutely, positively, 100% correct, not half-assed.
Well, exactly right, because can you imagine the storm that will come down when and if there are indictments of pretty prominent individuals?
Now, I've got a couple of other things here that are kind of interesting. First of all, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows yesterday said on television that President Trump is just stating the facts when he talks about the mail-in vote scam.
Well, right, exactly. And again, it just common sense tells you that this is fraught with peril.
Yep.
Otherwise, we would have been doing this a long time ago.
And then this blows the Obamacare lies all out of the water that the Democrats are throwing out there. Well, Amy Barrett's going to come in there, and she's just going to get rid of Obamacare, and they're going to listen to that. Well, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, of all the people in the world to say something, Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, longtime U.S. Senator, said the Obamacare protections are already baked into the system and they aren't going anywhere.
Well, yeah, that could be very true, and certainly a Supreme Court...
Well, you know what they're talking about there with that, don't you?
What's that?
Pre-existing conditions that they keep talking about, Joe Biden. They're going to go away! They're going to go away! They're going to get rid of them! I don't know how many times I've heard that on advertisements on television, plus him say it on top of that.
Well, right, because that's supposed to terrify people, but didn't President Trump just propose a sweeping health care plan that included pre-existing conditions explicitly?
Sure.
Yeah.
But Nancy Pelosi has threatened not to vote on it.
Well, of course. But again, see, the Democrats are out there, they're desperately now trying to say, well, now she's going to go get rid of Obamacare and this kind of thing in order to scare voters.
Yep.
If they were 10 points ahead, they wouldn't be doing that.
And finally, an ABC Washington Post poll says that the election interest is now at its highest level ever since they've been polling people.
I don't doubt it. I really don't doubt it. And I think that interest, Captain, is driven by the notion that people watch what's happening on the news, on their TVs or on their internet tablets or devices, and they're watching these things happen in our cities, and they're saying to themselves, whatever happened to law and order in this country? I think a lot of that election interest is driven by the very real concern that law and order is breaking down and that we've demonized the police and that something really bad can happen all over the country if we're not careful.
And I just got a note here, sidebar note from Trucker Steve. And he says, Captain, I've just gone halfway across the country, and I've seen a half a dozen Biden signs on the interstates. Everything else is Trump everywhere and anywhere you look. All the truck stops, Trump.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, hold that thought. And, folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along. And when we come back, one of the things we're going to be talking about is Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City. He's in big trouble.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened if they want to set a precedent. This is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Oak, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and Larry Elder, you'll be able to see him down in Sarasota on the 23rd of October at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, myself. I'll be the moderator for the evening. It's going to be called the Salem Conservative Summit, and tickets are available right now. We have a VIP meet and greet at 5:30, and then we have the event that starts at 7. You can go to theanswertampa.com and theanswersarasota.com for your tickets and information and all that good sort of stuff. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature. And the fruits and veggie capsules that I'm taking not only taste good, but they work. They work. Now, I have lowered my blood pressure after about 5, going on almost 6 months of taking this stuff to where I no longer need to take blood pressure medication. How about that? That's number one. And number two, I've actually lost weight because of this, which didn't hurt me either. So I want you to go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Take a look at everything they've got there, and then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. You can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. BallotsOfNature.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, New York City school principals, their association, passed a vote of no confidence in Mayor Bill de Blasio. How about that?
Well, that's right, Captain. This is the Council of School Supervisors and Administrators on Sunday. They say they have no confidence in Bill de Blasio. In fact, they go on to talk about his handling or mishandling, as it were, of the coronavirus crisis. And the president of the CSA remarked, during the health crisis, school leaders have lost trust and faith in Mayor de Blasio and Chancellor Carranza to support them in their immense efforts and provide them with guidance and staffing they need. Basically, they said, all summer long, we've been running into roadblock after roadblock with changing guidance, confusing guidance, often no guidance.
Now, the other thing is the blood banks across America are now seeking what they call plasma super donors. I happen to be one of them in the COVID fight. Now, what that means is someone who's actually had COVID-19, the coronavirus, and recovered from it, they have the antibodies in their system, and then they give blood at the plasma they get out of it, takes care of five different patients, and they need all the ones that they can get to do it. Some people are reluctant to do that, but if you've actually had coronavirus or COVID-19, and you're over it, and your antibodies are up to where they need to be, they'll do a little blood test on you, then you can become a plasma super donor. And it's a pretty important deal. Now, also in the process, Boston University, Kyle, said, and we've been talking about this for a long time, too. I said it months ago. Vitamin D has been shown to reduce COVID-19 mortality in elders. Well, vitamin D in general, along with zinc, helps you just fight the disease when it comes on you.
Well, that's right. And where do you get a lot of good vitamin D these days? Out in the sun, for one thing. You can go outside but activities have been restricted. If people aren't able to do all that, those kinds of things these days. So you have to find ways to get outside or talk to your doctor, find out what you can do to help raise that vitamin D level, according to this study.
Sunlight. And if you can't do that, then take the vitamin D. I actually take extra vitamin D every day. The doctor's got me taking a double dose because I'm doing the plasma super donor stuff. But anyway. And then there's Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Wow. Democrats will make a new stimulus aid offer, which they did, to Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. It was $2.4 trillion. They did that over the weekend. And now we start all over again seeing where we're going to go.
Well, that's right. Hopefully they will be able to come to some kind of agreement. And I think that should be read as hopefully Nancy Pelosi will make an agreement.
Yeah. And this does include the stimulus checks for the individuals too. So there you go.
Right.
By the way, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders, and this is a humdinger here. Here we go again, folks. Says the Democrats are developing a number of plans to evict Trump.
Yeah, these are a very bizarre election year sort of stories. They're trying to capitalize on this idea that somehow President Trump, here's the thing. They're not going to accept the results of the election anyway if Biden doesn't win or if Trump wins. And so no matter what, they believe that they will have to try to implement these kinds of things. So they're definitely trying to set these kinds of things up. But honestly, I mean, this is under the very strange plans file, because this kind of stuff isn't going to happen. They're trying to terrify the American people again. And with the Trump won't commit to the peaceful transfer of power, give me a break.
Right, and I want to wish the Israelis and my Jewish friends all around the world a very special Yom Kippur greeting. I know it's really tough over there because Israel, they're under a big-time virus lockdown there because of what's happened over there.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully, and we have a lot of people to listen to us in Israel at night. So there you go. It's daytime for them, but night for us. All right, well, Saturday, we had this huge prayer march in Washington, D.C., and thousands of people showed up for that, including somebody that you and I know because we saw the picture of the person marching around. That's pretty good.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And Franklin Graham, I think, helped to organize this, there were other speakers there and so forth as well. But this was quite a thing, Captain.
Yeah.
To see that many people out there on the mall. And again, they're simply turning to the Lord. They're saying, look, you know, we're asking for your help here. For our country. And that's amazing.
They had a minor confrontation. Some of them had stuck around on Sunday because they had an abortion rights thing there Sunday also there. And they kind of, the two groups kind of clashed.
Yes.
Nothing violent, but I mean, they had words.
Yes, yeah, most unfortunately. But again, you know, to be out there and have the prayer march and to make your voice known, that is the American way.
Yeah. And Eric is chiming in something about Senator Ron Johnson. Because we mentioned something here earlier. Senator Ron Johnson urged Attorney General Barr to release the Durham findings if the report is delayed until after the election. He wanted Attorney General Barr to release the findings that he has because apparently there's been another turn here. Red State put out quite an article yesterday, which I've got posted on my Facebook pages, where there's a U.S. attorney who was sent in there by Barr to take a look at some things regarding the Flynn probe, which coincide with this other stuff that Johnson was doing. And it looks like it's up there. They've got new information about that, which may be why we're hearing that McCabe, when he testifies in front of Graham's committee on October the 6th, that something more damning is coming. We can only guess on whatever that might be.
Right, we could only guess, but I think a good educated guess may be that we might be going up the ladder somewhere here.
Yes. That's kind of what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of going up the ladder, an NFL Hall of Famer, Joe Montana, saved his grandson from being kidnapped as he confronted the home intruder that was trying to do the kidnapping face-to-face in the home.
That's right. This is a really bizarre story. This is up in Santa Monica. And Joe Montana, he actually flagged down the police, and his wife was there, and they discovered somebody who had come into the room and gotten into their home and was holding the baby in their arms. It was a woman, and there was a scuffle, we understand, and Joe Montana's wife was able to pry the baby away and safely, and the baby's okay. The woman fled, but then was found by police and taken into custody. A very bizarre story.
All I can say is wow.
Yes, yeah, and but they kept their heads. They just did a great job. Heroes both.
All righty. Yep, indeed. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to take a look at the roads out there. We got a couple of interesting scenarios tonight, including some really high winds that are out there in New Mexico, Texas, and Oklahoma. Be careful out there in highways and byways, those of you on I-10, I-20, I-30, and I-25, and I-35. There you go. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia from Cowboy Logic Radio. Now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you, as always, by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops closest to you. Pull on in there. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee by going up to the fuel desk and saying, hey, I was listening to your ad on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and he told me to stop by and get my coffee. And that's true. That's absolutely true. You don't know until you try it, now do you? So, the other thing is, when you go in there, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club, because you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the stuff you buy in the store. You get points for that. You can use the points for all sorts of different things. So, that's the Flying J and the Pilot Truck Stop. Tell them the captain sent you, and you'd be glad you did, because you're going to wind up getting some of that great coffee as well as other things. All right, to the music. read our load there for the big riggers out there that have been driving all night. And there you go. Okie dokie. We'll bring it over here to Kyle Warren. I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to you there, Kyle. So here I go. We've got today dry and gusty conditions, which are going to result in critical fire weather conditions across a broad portion of the western U.S. and into the plains and elsewhere. A strong cold front will push across the central U.S. with showers and thunderstorms. They'll be out ahead of the front with a dramatic drop in temperatures and a return to below normal readings in its wake. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we have a new fire to tell people about tonight, and that is in the Napa area in California. It's called the Glass Fire, we understand, and it's moving very quickly, already has grown to about 2,500 acres or so, but it's burned through vineyards and also has destroyed structures and taken about 2,000 people out of their homes to have to evacuate. So we'll keep you up to date on that, but it's not good news for California as these fires continue. But out west, earlier in the weekend, we were looking at the satellite map. We had rain in Seattle and Portland. That's all left now and moved out of the way. And now it looks like Portland and Seattle are going to look at temperatures about 78 and 68, respectively, for Monday. Over in Idaho, we do have a frost advisory. If you're coming down the 15 freeway or coming up the 15 freeway and you're heading through Pocatello or through Idaho Falls, in that area you're going to have a freeze warning in the Idaho Falls area and frost advisory in the Pocatello area, and that continues across I-84 almost to about Twin Falls, Idaho. Down in Colorado, of course, the Cameron Peak Fire continues to be a big smoke maker for Denver, also for the Boulder and Fort Collins area, also reaching up to Laramie, Wyoming. Then we also, on the other side of Colorado, the western side, northwestern corner, we have a freeze warning in effect there as well. Triple digits for the southwest, including Phoenix at 100 degrees, and then in Southern California, things heating up, possibly the triple digits out in the deserts, and also Santa Ana wind possibility, which could mean that fire weather is certainly going to be here for the next couple of days or so. And, of course, in Central California, continuing with the air quality alerts, yep, and other fire weather warnings in Northern California.
Well, let's go over to New Mexico, because the eastern part of New Mexico through the mountains, Rio Doso up over the Indian Reservation over there to Moonbeam Valley, Roswell, New Mexico, and on over into Texas, you've got winds, high winds. Gusts in some areas could be going over Rio Doso 50 miles an hour, so please be careful. And in the El Paso area, you've got high winds there tonight, right now, down along the Mexican border for about 50 miles east of El Paso. Again, gusts of winds to 55 miles an hour have been reported tonight. And I-10, I-20, I-30, I-35, you're going to have windy conditions all through there, through the Metroplex, over into Lubbock, over into southern and central Oklahoma, wind gusts to 30 to 35 miles an hour. Could be some occasional gusts higher than that, but right now that's what you got, and that's directly in front of the cold weather front that's pushing across the country, which has got things riled up in the Gulf, because you know what happens down there. And we've got some rip currents all the way from the Mexican border down there, Brownsville, all the way around to the panhandle of Florida tonight with really rough seas. So be careful there. And a little bit of rain has showed up tonight up there in the southern part of Lake Michigan, right there at the northern part of Indiana. So there you go. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, tomorrow we'll be talking a lot about what could or could not happen with the debate. Of course, that's going to be the big thing coming up, the debate, and everybody's going to be wanting to know what's going on, I'm sure, because Wednesday morning we'll know about the debate, and we'll have our first polls in that'll give us an idea of who won the debate, which is going to be interesting, to say the least. So we'll see what's going on there. And let's go right to the telephone lines, because right now we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone. Good Monday morning.
Good morning.
Well, we'll get to the judge in a bit, but everybody's talking about gearing up for the debate, and Joe Biden basically has gone into hiding mode, I guess, right?
Well, he's in debate practice mode, apparently.
If he can remember it.
Well, I mean, you can force somebody to remember things, so I guess they're doing some memorizing tricks.
Well, I hope the dope works that he's taking. That's all I can hope for, because if not, he's going to embarrass himself terribly.
Okay.
And like the president said, he challenged Biden to a drug test, and of course they made some sort of sarcastic comment back. But, you know, to me that makes perfect sense. Well, what are you taking? what are they giving you? So, because something is going on, we all know that. Now, that being said, what do you expect from the debate? A lot of stuff, a little stuff, or no stuff?
Well, I think that there's, Chris Wallace has put out a memo essentially, or a declaration on what the topics are going to be. And, with that, it kind of narrows the line, so we're not going to be talking about foreign policy. It's very controlled, and it gives the Biden campaign an opportunity to concentrate on just a few talking points for each of the topics.
Well, there's actually six: the Trump and Biden records, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in our cities, and the integrity of the election. Those are the six.
That's right. So
who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, the big thing is coming up with, you know, some kind of clever gotcha statement, if you will, that causes, a winner in the debate. And so, you know, that both campaigns are looking for, you know, that opportunity.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCodeBack.com. And I do believe it's going to be an interesting night come Tuesday, because Wednesday morning we'll be all over this thing like flying molasses, if you know what I mean. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news with Simon from FoundersCode.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.